Hi, welcome to a Draw It Out drawing. My name is Lara Phillips and I'm going to take you through a guide for feeling connected. So all Draw It Out drawings start with a metaphor, and the idea is that we can connect via a metaphor to our subconscious. So the hardest thing is to actually not try. So I encourage you to relax, have a bit of fun with it, take the whole page. So you'll need an A3 piece of paper if you have, a range of colours in any medium. It could be pencils, crayons, felts. We all have different associations with colour, so feel free to draw on the colours you like. And I will take you through some prompts, and there's no right and wrong, so interpret it as you like. And I'll give you a few minutes in between prompts, but feel free to pause this and take longer if you're not finished what you're wanting to do. This is not meant to look like art. Think more childlike, mark making and stick figures, and the page is only for you. So don't worry how it looks. All right. So when you're ready, the first prompt is to draw an animal that you admire. So what comes to mind when you think of an animal that you admire? And you don't have to think too hard. Often it's the first one that pops into mind, or it could be one that you've always resonated with. Just going to give a bit of time for you to do this. Enjoy. Animals can often be tricky to draw. I encourage you not to worry so much how it looks. You know what it is, and that's what matters. So the next step is to draw the environment that it's in. So show what's around this animal. Where is it? Give it some context. Is there anything around it, near it, far? Yeah, put the animal in a place. Thank you. having a bit of fun with this as well. Just keep adding to its environment. Feel free to color bits in. So the third cue, what's this animal like? And what's its environment like? So write some words on the page. So write some description words. How would you describe this animal? How would you describe where it is? Mainly focusing on the animal. And remember, there's no right and wrong. It's your own feelings towards this animal. And as you're doing some writing, now write some feeling words. So, how does this animal feel? So it's for your specific drawing, your animal, your interpretation. How does this animal feel here in the environment it's in? Write some words down. Feel free to use different colors for different words. Now, looking at your picture, what does the animal need? Comes to mind. So draw something that is needed. So what does the animal need? Draw what it is that's needed. And take your time, use different colors. Whatever comes to mind is right. So we're almost nearing the end of this guided drawing, but you can continue with what is needed. So is anything missing? Is anything missing from the page or missing for this animal? Add and draw anything that's missing. How does the page feel now? Feel free to add a few words if you'd like. And to close the drawing, the last instruction or guide is to pick a color that feels wise, whatever that means to you, and write a sentence of wisdom on the page. So what advice does this animal have for you? Or what advice does the page have for you? And don't think too hard. Sometimes just by putting the pen down, something will come. And well done. If you would like, date the page. And thank you for doing a draw it out guided drawing. I hope this brought you 15 minutes of reflection, calm, connection, and some insight into where you're at in your life right now, what you need, and what might help. These drawings are based on the idea that we all have the wisdom inside to guide ourselves, and I hope this drawing connected with you too. Have a lovely day.